Hey, Web3 Curious listeners, stay tuned for today's episode to learn what it was like for our guests to grow up in the LA music scene and work with legends like Tupac.
And how Gala Music has huge plans for 2024 when it comes to how fans and artists come together.
And finally, how today's guests went from the edge of typewriters to the edge of Web3.
Stay tuned with us as we explore the future of music on the blockchain. Cue the intro.
Welcome to The Edge of NFT, the podcast that brings you the top 1% of Web3 today and what will stand the test of time. We explore the nuts and bolts of the business side and also the human element of how Web3 is changing the way we interact with the things we love. This podcast is for the dreamers, disruptors, and doers who are pumped about this ecosystem and driving where it goes next.
Welcome to The Edge of NFT, the podcast created by Jeff Kelly, Ethan Jenny, and Josh Krieger, featuring a variety of top-notch guests and other hosts like myself, Richard Carthon.
It's another production of The Edge of Company, a quickly growing media ecosystem empowering the pioneers of Web3 tech and culture, and responsible for other groundbreaking endeavors like the Outer Edge LA Innovation Festival.
Today, we continue our special reoccurring segment, Edge of Gala, with a focus on today with Gala Music. Gala Music is a unique music and NFT and decentralized streaming platform on the blockchain where fans can listen to music for free and buy digital assets from their favorite artists from the platform. We're catching up with Gala team every month, given the breadth and depth of the special growing ecosystem.
This regular segment is sponsored by our friends at Gala, the world's leading Web3 entertainment company that's reshaping the future of entertainment with blockchain technology. Gala's journey began in 2019 when they launched Gala Games, and since then, they've expanded their horizons to include Gala Film and, of course, Gala Music, which we'll discuss today. They empower content creators and emerging talent by returning creative licenses and providing a direct connection to their audience, offering genuine involvement in innovation projects.
We're excited to have Layla Steinberg, Gala Music's new president, on the show. Layla is a powerhouse American manager, educator, and founder of Steinberg Management and Aim for the Heart. She is a pioneer of rap and hip hop, renowned for mentoring Tupac Shakur. Great to have you on the show, Layla.
Thank you, Richard and Josh.
Yeah, Hi. And it was so fun to find out that we're neighbors. Venice representing, right?
I'm LA native.
Nice. Not too many people are.
No, they're not. It's definitely... LA has changed so much. I could do a whole series on just the history of LA and what Hollywood did to our city. And so, yeah, I'm first generation.
You know what's, you mentioned that, you know, and I reflect sort of, people sort of follow the history of Hollywood, but I also think there's a deep music history to LA, right? I mean, some of the classic venues, and I'm sure you know things about the music scene in Venice back in the day. I've been here about 8 years that I don't know as well. Any sort of fun facts about like history of music in Los Angeles that come to mind?
I mean, I got my start here in LA. I'm always identified with Tupac. He's been gone for 25 years or longer now. But LA has such an incredible and diverse music history. I got my start at Inner City Cultural Center, where a lot of the African artists that were fighting to end apartheid ended up in LA and the Bay Area. So really my roots were in African and salsa music. I also was really involved in the punk music scene, but it was African artists that helped hip hop. Because I used to be in a band with Ojay Akomode and the Nigerian All-Stars. I was the honorary Nigerian in the band. And nice. I always make jokes about it, but it was because of all the touring that was happening with African artists before there was any media that we could promote nationally and really leave a footprint everywhere we went that opened the doors for so many hip hop artists. So yeah. So much history in LA. Things will come to me as we talk, but
yeah, that appreciate you sharing those stories and your roots, and obviously you've been a part of this like pioneering shift and now a brief interlude from today's show so you can get ready to wave your magic wand with Cast Magic. Our team has saved a ton of time and money using Cast Magic for our show, and the potential use cases are boundless for any company creating content. Imagine turning a single recording into a goldmine of engagement for any type of show, webinar, or other type of audio and or video content, whether it's short or long. With Cast Magic, you can save over 20 hours a week. No more tedious transcribing or brainstorming social media posts. Cast Magic does it all, generating show notes, summaries, blog posts, and even newsletters in minutes. Think of it as your content alchemist, transforming every audio or video into a treasure trove of valuable content. Want to experience the magic? Get a 7-day trial on us by going to bit.ly/castmagicreferral and join Cast Magic's vibrant Slack community of over 1,000 innovators. Don't just create, cast your magic with Cast Magic. Music over the last few decades, it's changed so much technologically. As it's sort of also deepened the culture of America in a lot of ways. And I'm curious, sort of given your history, what made you decide to get in the mix for Gala? And what do you think Web3 unlocks for creatives that the music industry has been missing or at least strayed away from?
So multiple reasons that I'm here. And it's interesting because I'm in my 60s and I always laugh. I was in college, we had typewriters. So I remember when we had internet and I realized that, you know, I spent my childhood walking miles to go to libraries and we had the world at our fingertips. And I look at Web3 in the same way. And you guys are so smart because you have the number one podcast and you're actually on the ground floor as innovators changing the culture. And I was so excited about the opportunity for artists to remove the middle people, that here we are able to have a global conversation with no boundaries, borders, barriers, that, you know, we always talk about what it is to build community. And the thing that for me, when I started in the business of music, because I started as an artist, but then I began to work in the business of arts with African artists and with hip hop. And hip hop was not even acknowledged as an art form in the early days. And the fact that hip hop came from the Black community and there was an opportunity to have ownership by creators and to dictate a path. And I wanted to be part of serving. I really entered the space because of race, because I had access to things that people who I grew up with didn't. And it was important to me to utilize my voice and my access and participate in this shift of consciousness. And so I look at Web3 like I looked at early hip hop. Here we have an opportunity to change the conversation, to change the culture, not just of music, but of gaming, of arts, of film, of education. We can finally be in a space where we can talk without anybody interfering, where we can take control and build directly. And so I see myself as a facilitator. I'm the president of Gala Music. I'm not the CEO. And I welcomed the challenge to participate in empowering people to know that they can take control. Like there's no middle person. I don't dictate or control what an artist or a creator wants to do. I'm helping build a platform and a process, and more than anything, build the education. Nothing changes without education. And so to adopt this new technology, we all have to understand it. We have to be able to enter it, to know the value of it, to know that that we all collectively can change the way business is done. And I just thought Eric was brilliant when he decided to to create GalaChain and to create this possibility. And so really I entered as a fan. I entered the space because I was still managing artists and looking for a Web3 company that was ahead of.
Hello again, Web3 curious listeners. If you're tuning into our podcast, we'd love for you to connect with us on our social media channels. Let us know what aspects of the show you love and what or who you're eager to hear more about. Your insights help us refine the show and bring you the topics and guests that matter most to you. Thanks for sticking with us. Back to the episode.
The game. And
yeah, that's beautiful. You know, just for our listeners at home, like as Layla is talking about, you know, this decision, like she's lighting up and you know, your passion for music and passion for helping the artist get their just desserts is clearly visible to us.
It's just really, it's important to me. And I thought I was going to spend this year, I had set myself up to write my book. My youngest daughter has taken over the management. I brought a new executive director into the nonprofit. And I literally was going to spend this year writing. And then Eric, I had a lot of critiques about this space. And I loved what Gala was doing, but I also thought we could bring a lot of changes. It's a process. We're all innovators right now. So it's going to take a minute to get it right. And so as someone that was critiquing it so that we could improve it, Eric challenged me. And I love a challenge. So I just thought, yeah, you know, before I really retire and write this book I want to write, let me give it one last real push, because I want to see the globe in the space. You know, right now, a small percentage of the population gets it. We haven't touched the surface, but it's coming, and we're all going to be here just like we all came to the internet. And I love that we have an opportunity to stop being ageist and racist and phobic about anything. In this space, it's different. In this space, it's really about creatives. It's really about changing the structure of the way we do business. So it's even deeper than that. And we operate in a way that we also empower companies to do business differently, that we encourage everyone that participates. I haven't worked for anybody in 25 years. I've had my own business for a long time. And so that's also a transition for me. But I was so excited about working with a company that takes care of its people and that actually cares and that that has an internal structure like I've never seen. And I want to see that with all companies. I want to see what real diversity and inclusion looks like. I want to see us not just talk about what it is to be decentralized or to be in a space where we build community, but to really do it. And I know I'm just talking because I get so excited about this, but
your passion is definitely coming forward, and you're starting to allude to it. And I kind of just want to hammer into it just a little bit more. So, you know, Gala is definitely been great as an organization, but as you step into Gala Music, you know, for those who are just hearing about Gala Music for the first time, what is it that they need to know about it? Like, how can you break down Gala Music and some of the key features that people who are coming into this ecosystem can learn more about?
Well, one of the things that's shifting is that it'll be self-service, so anybody can enter the platform. I want to see us really get out of the way. What we're going to be focusing on is our outreach to every genre so that it's not hip hop heavy or not rock heavy, but we're really across the board that we are supporting artists globally. The other thing is streaming. We're going to have a great streaming situation. Our rates are going to be better than other streaming platforms. There'll be multiple ways for artists to curate their careers.
That's all really exciting. So today at this moment, folks that sort of jump onto the Gala Music platform, They can, sounds like they can get really cool experiences. And then are they purchasing music directly? How does that exactly work from a music consumption perspective today?
So right now we're still selling music as NFTs. So people can purchase NFTs, they can support their artists. Streaming, you don't have to have an NFT and you don't have to buy into stream. You can listen to any of the Gala artists. There are some changes coming that are going to be more accessible and more exciting. All the prompts and the directions will be on the site. So anybody will be able to come on and let's say there's an artist in Mexico or Iowa, they're going to be able to go into the portal and they're going to be able to upload and we'll work with them on a release date. And so they will be able to dictate what experiences they want to bring to the platform. There will also be other opportunities to cross over into film, into gaming. We're working strategically and holistically to have people participate in the entire ecosystem instead of a music artist just being pigeonholed in one area. We'll look for crossover.
Yeah, you know, we had Latasha on the show. She's a big Web3, singer, but she also does art and all types of different creative trades. And, you know, she said that, you know, her creativity comes out of her pores every direction. And for her, she needs to express herself different ways. And we have a lot of conversations lately around sort of the convergence of gaming and entertainment and music. And it does seem like at the end of the day, these are all just creative outlets that give artists a chance to maximize their creativity. And now with tools like AI and whatnot, they can focus more on their craft and they have them, you know, with a couple buttons, they can do new things to sort of unleash more creativity. So it's a really exciting time for artists.
It's so exciting. And, you know, with traditional labels, it's been difficult because you're pigeonholed and you're on a track and you don't get to bend genres or create your own thing. And that's another important piece for me is that, you know, I want to see artists not limited. I don't want to see what we've done in the past to artists where we limit them and that we really provide a home for creativity to explode without the restrictions and limitations. And artists naturally, they don't have the limits we place on them. And I've never been excited about the old model of the industry. It's been painful to see artists walk away with 3 points and everybody else makes money. And I've, you know, been fighting that my whole career. So I guess I've been in music now almost 40 years. And it's been a 40-year fight to see a shift in how we honor people. And I love that in this model, artists walk away with the chunk of their creativity, the splits are amazing, and nobody's dictating to an artist where they fit. They get to decide and they can change it at any point in time. They don't even have to have a category. Am I making sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, totally. And you're getting a lot of excitement around this and getting a lot of people to come and participate, a lot of these different artists. Like we saw an article back in October and there's a lot of big numbers in it and just talking about Gala Music's impact. And while it's continued to grow, we saw like 6.6 million streams and we saw, you know, this large onboarding of more and more artists. How is the ecosystem starting to look more today and where is it growing towards? And what are you attributing to the success of these artists coming in? So I know you were just talking about how the model is changing and how artists are really vibing with how Gala's going in that direction. But what would you encourage the artists who are coming over to Gala Music or who aren't there yet to come over and experience what you guys are doing over there?
I think Well, first of all, I have an incredible team I've brought with me to Gala. You'll start to see them showing up. I was really excited to pull some really solid music people from where they were. And so we have some really experienced people. Relationships are their currency. So you will see that we have some really solid artists that are already established will be joining us on the platform. I'm not going to tell you who right now. We're going to wait until it's closed. But that's going to help. It always helps to have people who are established see the value of this space. We're going to have thousands on the platform this year. The numbers are going to hit very soon because artists want an opportunity to control their destiny and to control their income. And that's something Gala provides. We don't have all the answers. I think transparency is important. I think when you're an innovator and you're starting out, you have to be honest and you have to be able to say, we don't have the answers. We're going to fumble. We're going to make some mistakes. But the intention is really clear. And with that, we're going to do it together. I'm pretty accessible. People can reach me on Discord. They can access me. I answer and respond to people. And so we are going to listen to feedback and we're going to do it with the community. It's not an us and them.
And now for a quick word from our sponsor before we dive into the next segment. Are you ready to take your sports predictions to the next level? Look no further than maincard.io, the fantasy management platform that's taking the blockchain world by storm. With maincard, every card is a ticket to excitement. You can predict sport outcomes, trade cards in the marketplace, and challenge opponents in thrilling weekly duels. And don't wait. Head to maincard.io now and start earning rewards with your NFTs because it pays to be early. And now back to today's episode.
Yeah, thanks, Layla, for sharing all that sort of excitement around what's going on with Gala. And, You started this conversation with us by talking about your background and sort of your passion for sort of making the music industry better. And, I'd like to dive into that a little bit more. What are the areas where you feel like the industry is swimming in the wrong direction and can benefit from some fine tuning? I mean, every great product starts with solving a problem, right? The problem has to exist. Otherwise, you're fixing something that isn't a problem, and that's not going to sort of create, mass market demand. So when you talk about sort of these conversations you're having with artists that you're onboarding, what's the big problem that you're itching to solve? Is it simply cutting out the middleman and sort of the Spotify revenue model, or is there more to the story? NFTLA returns as an inclusive week of community events throughout LA, celebrating the outer edge of innovation.
Builders be building.
There's so much energy colliding around gaming, AI, generative art, the metaverse, decentralized social, and the future of entertainment.
If you want to be in the mix, including the official free NFTLA celebration, visit outeredge.live to subscribe for your updates and RSVP.
The thing about music is its power. So first of all, we have to talk about the role of the arts and music in society. There is nothing more powerful than an artist to reach critical mass and change culture. It's always an artist that leads it. We always utilize our artists, whether it's on commercials and advertisements or revolutions or any number of things. There's always the soundtrack to that. And I mean, even when I was talking about African artists coming to the US to educate people about apartheid, the education happened with our artists. And so when something has the power to change culture, to change thinking, to advertise, music is seductive. And so there's a cost when something has that much power. And there's an incredible earning potential because we make so much money off music. It's a billion-dollar industry. And so when something has that much power, there are all these challenges that go with that. So the first thing is, how do we navigate power and economics, and how do we balance and change that? And what have we done in music? What messaging have we put out? And so when you have labels that have ownership, they get to control the messaging. And so in these layers, as we're looking at all these points, how do we allow artists to create their own messaging? How do we give people credit for wanting more substance, and that we actually have an attention span? We think that people have a 30-second attention span because we've created that. We tell people, oh, kids now, social media, they have a 3-second attention span. But it's actually not true. We want substance. We want to have access. We want to understand the narratives. And so the other thing about this space is that we get to have substance. We get to change those narratives. We get to re-examine the power of art to change the world. I mean, we have wars going on right now. We are a world at war. How are we going to change that? How are we going to really empathize and come from a place of empathy? And I think Web3 and empowering artists to use their voices could actually shift wars that are going on, could actually hit critical mass, because that's what artists do, and that we have the potential to shift consciousness in a way that we never have before. And I don't even know if I answered your question, but
I think you did. And I think you did it in a very eloquent and beautiful and powerful way. I actually think it's something that for people listening to go back and listen to a couple of times, because I know I feel I'm smiling just listening to that, you know, powerful message. Because I know when I hear music and it does have power in uplifting my spirit or bringing me back to a time or a moment and all the things that like give music its power. And by taking some of that, those pieces in for the artist who is there and empowering them to step into Web3 and keep building upon their profession and what they're doing and giving that power back to them, I think to central around the message of power. A quick word from our sponsors who's ready to navigate the cutting edge of tomorrow's legal landscape. Because at Zuber Lawler, they're not just attorneys, they're visionaries. With expertise in emerging technologies like AI, blockchain, and the metaverse, they're paving the way for you to seize the future. For mergers and acquisitions to IP, their selective team delivers strategic solutions tailored to the ever-changing world of technology. Join us at Zuber Lawler, where the future meets the law, at zuberlawler.com. Back to the episode.
You mentioned a couple upcoming events, and you know, maybe you could tell our audience a little bit more about that.
So we have so much stuff coming, but one of the most immediate things is a partnership we have with NYU and FIT. We're going to be really focusing on our relationship with campuses. There's no way that we can bring everyone into Web3 without education. And so for me, a primary commitment I have, and one of the most important things for me, is that I educate myself and that I enter spaces where people are committed to learning. And so there's nowhere better than building relationships with campuses. I'm excited to work on gala artists doing tours of campuses. And we'll be doing a lot of collaborative events and concerts. If anybody has a campus and you want us to come to your campus, we'll be there. We've got some great signings coming up. You know, I'm excited about some of the people that we're bringing onto the platform. You're just gonna have to stay tuned. And what else? I don't know.
I think that's more than enough to get folks excited. Pretty pumped myself about everything you shared, and you know, want to let people know if you want to keep tabs on what's going on with Gala, simply go to music.gala.com, and you can sort of get to all the major socials and everything like that, and you know, probably jump into Discord and get to chat with, you know, Layla, maybe ask her about what it was like to work with legends like Tupac, and, you know, how you can also be on board into Gala Music. So, such a pleasure, Layla, to spend this time with you today and get to know you. Your passion, you know, oozes through your pores for what Web3 can bring to the music industry. And why don't just thank you for your time today.
Thank you guys so much. I hope I was okay. I always feel like I'm not the best interviewee. I like interviewing better than being interviewed.
All right. Well, thanks again. For our audience at home, we have reached the outer limit at the edge of NFT for today. Thanks for exploring with us. We've got space for more adventures on the Starship, so invite your friends and recruit some cool strangers who will make this journey all so much better. How? If you're listening, go to Spotify or iTunes right now, rate us and say something awesome. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, pass this episode on to a friend or two. Lastly, be sure to tune in next time for more great Web3 content. Thanks again for sharing this time with us today.
The views and opinions expressed on Edge of NFT reflect solely those views and opinions of the show hosts and its guests. Please make sure to do your own research. Our show is not financial advice. You understand that you are using any and all information available on or through this podcast at your own risk. Whenever making financial decisions, we recommend doing your own research and talking to your accountant for financial advice. From time to time, we may feature sponsored content on the show for which we receive value, and we may share links for which we receive a commission if you make a purchase through one of those links. Refer to our website, www.edgeofnft.com, for our full disclaimer, terms and conditions, and privacy policy.